In the wake of gruesome rapes that have sparked outrage, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, said perpetrators must be held accountable, but the death penalty and torture are not the answers.
I share the outrage and stand in solidarity with the survivors and with those demanding justice. But I am concerned that there are also calls, and in some places laws already been adopted, bringing in cruel and inhuman punishments and the death penalty for perpetrators.
Bangladesh recently approved the death penalty for rape, joining several countries across Asia and the Middle East with similar laws. Kaduna State in Nigeria has also enacted new legislation to punish perpetrators, including castration for men and the removal of fallopian tubes for women, measures that the UN says violate international laws on torture and cruel punishment. I'm Liling Tan in New York.